Ghana's opposition leader accepts invitation to CARICOM summit in St. Lucia. Trinidad hanging again on hold. And Jamaica's reggae boys home to a hero's welcome. I'm Electra Naismith and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's main opposition leader Desmond Hoyt revealed today he's accepted an invitation to attend the CARICOM heads of government meeting in St. Lucia. This morning, the PNC leader led a peaceful protest through the capital, Georgetown, at the start of what he called a new phase of pressure against the government of Janet Jagan. Meanwhile, the government is beginning to show signs it's ready to make concessions. From Georgetown, Colin Smith reports.
After announcing last weekend that he was beginning a new campaign of defiance and civil resistance against the government, opposition leader Mr. Desmond Hoyt today led a quiet march of thousands of his supporters through the streets of the capital. Unlike the protests of last week, which severely affected commercial activity and were characterized by skirmishes with the police, today's march was largely peaceful and was closely watched by units from the army and the police force. The marchers carried placards summoning the government to get on with the process of constitutional reform and calling for an end to victimization and discrimination. At the end of the march, Mr. Hoyt told the crowd that he had accepted an invitation to go on Wednesday to St. Lucia, where regional heads of government are meeting. Mr. Hoyt said he will be discussing with them the audit report and the situation in Guyana. Meanwhile, there are signs that the governing People's Progressive Party, the PPP, is preparing to make some compromises on the present situation. In a statement released this afternoon, the PPP said that its central committee has suggested mechanisms to strengthen parliamentary democracy and good governance in Guyana. The party said it will pursue these suggestions in dialogue with other political parties which secured seats in the National Assembly. Colin Smith in Georgetown, Guyana for BBC Caribbean Report.